It's time for high school basketball right here on FullRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Full Recovery Internet Radio. Send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here at the Parkside Fieldhouse. Indians boys JV taking on the Minster Wildcats. About to start here at the tip. Like I said, Indians are taking on the Minster Wildcats tonight, and after this, the varsity game will be covered by WPGW Rob Weaver. Starting for the Indians, number 3, Coe Wendell, number 5, Riley Will, number 23, Ian Homan, number 33, Brian Benn, and number 15, Gavin Toby. Chase will go over these starters for the Minster Wildcats.
Starting for Minster, number 2, Eric Schmidt, number 5, Brian Falk, number 24, Ethan Lumkel, number 34, Ben Webker, and number 40, Carson Pranger.
So those are starters for tonight's JV game.
Minster Wildcats come in with a 7-0 record. Their JV team is.
I think we're 7-1, yeah.
What are we?
7-1. 7-1.
Really? I did not know our record was that good, but
our loss is at Jay County.
It's pretty impressive. It's a two good JV squad going at it tonight.
And the varsity for, I don't see no paper, but remember coming out tomorrow, the girls will host Liberty Benton here at the fort, and the boys will travel to Lincoln View. We're about to start. Brian Benn will jump for the Indians against number 40, Mr. Pranger. About to get underway, and here we go.
Minster controlled by Minster, number 5, Falk. He drives the rim. His layup attempt is up and no good.
Rebound by Gavin Toby, handed off to Coe Wendell. Coe will bring on up, guarded heavily by number 2, Schmidt of Minster. Gives over to Riley Will, over to Gavin Toby. Toby will then drive, dish out to Riley Will. Riley Will will dribble around, give over to Wendell. Over to Toby in the corner. Toby will take a long three up, no good. Rebound by Ben. Ben will look out to Ian Holman, wide open, up and three, no good.
Rebounded by Pranger of Minster. He gives it over to Schmidt. Schmidt will take it up. Guarded by Coe Wendell. Schmidt passes the right side, Lumkel. Lumkel gives it to Pranger at the top, now feeds it inside to 34. Webker, his shot is up and no good.
Gavin Toby will bring it up. And then hit right on the back door cut, and he will be fouled on the way up. So they're lying shooting two.
And good offense by Indians getting the back door cut right there. Sends Will to the line.
Foul be on Ben Webker, his first, team's first of the half. Riley Will is go line shooting two. His first one is up and is good. So put the Indians on the board here in the first quarter. So get a second. He'll put it up and is good. So he goes 2 for 2 at the line, gives the Indians a 2-point lead here in the first quarter.
Uncle gives it in to Schmidt, and he'll take it up for the Minster Wildcats. Schmidt drives in the lane, now hands it off to Pranger. Pranger kicks out the Lumkel on the right wing. Lumkel backs it out, now swings it to the corner, Webker. Webker sends it up top to Pranger. Pranger will drive on Brian Benn, now pass to a cutting Schmidt. He puts up the runner, no good, rebounded by Gavin Toby.
Gavin will push up on himself, gives up to Ian Home in the corner, back to Gavin. Gavin will give it to Benn at the free throw line. Benn will go left with it, dishes out to Riley Will. Riley going to drive middle, and he'll be foul on the ground.
Very strong take there by Riley. Oh, I thought it was going to be shooting foul.
Yeah, I'm on the floor. It was way before. So
it's the NBA.
Riley will get a head tap to Ben. He got killed, but He'll get back up and good. 2-point basket. Brian Bain. So it gives the Indians a 4-0 lead.
Remco will bring it the other way for Minster. He crosses over Ian Holman, now kicks out to Pranger. Pranger in the corner, thought about a three. Now feeds it inside to Webker and pass it right back to Pranger on the cut. But his wide open layup is missed.
And Ben will give it up to Toby. Toby will bring up fast for the Indians. Back to Ben, over to Ian Holman. Holman will go middle with it, hand it off to Gavin Toby. Gavin will go left with it, up and go. 2-point basket. Gavin Toby.
That's a really good move there. It's a good strong take. That's what he gets. That's what he needs to do more often. Lumko has it on the left wing for Minster. Picks it his dribble, now swings it to Pranger, now in the corner. Falk in the corner. 4:30 left in the first quarter. Falk sends it over to Lumko on the top of the key. Lumko over to Schmidt off the screen. His 3-point attempt is in and out, no good. Rebounded off of Minster. It'll be full recovery ball.
Kettner will check in for Pranger for the Wildcats. Gavin Toby will inbound into Kobe Wendell. Kobe will be guarded heavily by number 2, Schmidt of Minster. Kobe will then be trapped. He'll dish off to Gavin Toby. Toby will then lose. He'll be tipped, and he'll get back. Gavin will then go drive right with it up, and good.
That's another good move there. Schmidt brings it the other way. He crosses over Kobe, now kicks it out to Falk. Falk in the corner for 3, off the front iron, no good. Rebound to Brian Benn.
He needs to have an 8-point lead here in the first quarter, 3:52. That's Riley will at the top of the key, gives it over to Ian Holman. Holman will then drive baseline with it, gives out to Ben, about 15-footer, up and good. 2-point basket, Brian Benn.
Indians playing well, off to a 10-0 start. Minster wants a timeout, so we're going to take one with them and be back after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at the Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Indians jump out to a 10-0 lead. Minster decides to take a timeout. Back here, still on the floor for the Indians are the starters, Bane, Will, Holman, Kobe, and Mr. Gavin Toby.
Indians been impressive so far, especially on the offensive end, getting some good looks. They're really playing well together right now. About 3 guys have scored already, so good job of sharing the ball too. Schmidt brings it up for Minster, now hands it off to Lumpel at the top of the key. Lumpel swings it over to Schmidt. Schmidt looks inside and does get it inside to Webker at the short corner. The drive on Ben. Now pick up his dribble at the foul line and hands off to Lumpel. Lumpel swings it to the corner. Schmidt will get a ball screen. On the left wing, they'll send it over to Kettner. Kettner hands off to Falk. Just over 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Falk will drive, now kicks to Kettner. Kettner in the corner, now sends it up top to Schmidt. Schmidt gives it over to Falk on the right wing. Falk will get a ball screen, now drives down the middle of the lane. A little bit of contact, no call. Sends it out to Lumpke. Lumpke at the foul line, now hands off to Schmidt. Schmidt will back it out. Good defense here by the Indians. Really making Minster work. Lumko gets a ball screen. Nothing there again. Now sends it over to Falk on the left wing. Falk gets a ball screen now. We'll drive on Will. I think they missed a travel call there. Ends up to Lumko. Great defense here by the Indians. Just probably a minute and a half possession. Yeah.
Schmidt has it, drives down the left side, kicks out the lump, takes a contested 3 from the corner off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by
Riley Will, he loses it for a second. Ian Webster comes away with it from Minster, and he hands off to Kettner. Kettner finds Falk under the basket for a layup.
Got to score eventually.
Great, great defensive possession until the rebound there by the Indians.
So Gavin Toby walk on up. Indians have an 8-point lead. He'll throw up a wild shot. No good. Rebound by Falk of the Wildcats.
Falk brings it up himself. He'll try to cross over. Dribbles off his leg right in the arms of Kobe Wendell.
Kobe will bring on up on the right side. He'll give it over to Holman. Holman gives it back over to Kobe. Kobe will drive baseline, get shot to Ben. Ben will fire up a three up and no good. Rebound by Kobe Wendell. Kobe will then throw it out to Riley Will, and it'll be over and back. And it will stay with the Indians, actually, because it was tipped. So the Indians will get back. It was tipped, so...
Okay. It was either tip or foul. Either Kobe's arm or the ball.
So Ryan Post will walk on up, and Regan Martin checks in for the Indians. Gives it over to Evers. Up top to Regan Martin. Regan will then drive, dish out to Russell Gale. Gale will get a screen by Ben. He'll use it, gives it over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post then go mill with it, dish off to Ben. Ben will look around and find Gale on a cut up, and no good. Rebounded by Brian Ben. Ben will then fire up a 15-footer up. No good. Rebounded by Wildcats.
Kettner will bring it up himself. 45 seconds. Pass it up the floor to Holscher. That's Albers, pardon me. Makes our score 4-10. 35 seconds left.
Ryan Post will dribble on up, and he'll lose it. And he will stay with the Indians.
Kenny Judy in for the Indians, replacing Brian Benn.
You know which Albers scored that?
Alex Albers.
So Regan will get into Ryan Post. 27 seconds left. Indians have a 6-point lead. Ryan Post will get back up top to Regan Martin. He'll be pressure hard by number 12 of Minster, Holscher. Back over to Regan. Regan will drive middle. Dish out to Russell Gale. Over into the corner to Dylan Evers. Dylan Evers will give back up to top to Regan Martin. 5 seconds left. Regan will give it to Evers. Evers will fire up a three up and no good. Rebounded by and now in the quarter. After one, Indians lead 10-4. We'll be back after this in the 40 Cover Internet Radio.
Is Christmas about buying a tree and hanging lights that glow, sending out cards to the people you know? Is it a chubby old man in a suit that's red saying, ho, ho, ho? Is it mom in the kitchen cooking turkey and ham? Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual asked me to remind you it's all of these things. And most importantly, it's the birthday of a very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Indians up 10-4 here at the start of the second quarter. Scoring for the Indians so far, Riley Will has 2, Ben has 4, and Gavin Toby has 4. For the Minster Wildcats, Falk has 2, and Alex Albers has 2. So
the Indians scored the first 10 of the game, and Minster scored the last 4, so... Hopefully we can turn this momentum back around in our favor.
Kenny G will hand it off to Regan. Regan will try to dish off to Ben. He does. Loses a mixer to back.
Arms of Pranger. He pushes up to Niekamp. He'll skip it all the way across to Holscher. Nice save by Holscher. Gets it into Falk. Now over Schmidt. Back to Falk. Falk at the top. We'll swing it to Niekamp on the right wing. 6.5 to go. Back to Holscher up top. Holscher over to Schmidt. Schmidt up top to Falk. He'll take the long three. That's good. Got to get out on him.
First three of the game for Minster.
Makes their score 10-7 in favor of the Indians.
Ryan Post will bring it up, gives it over to Regan Martin. Regan will then fire it over to Ryan Post into Kenny in the corner. You'll find Ben at the post.
That's a great move. Left hand. That was nice. Schmidt brings it the other way. Gives it over to Holscher. He looks inside, gives it to Niekamp. Almost gets it stolen away. Ball gets tipped back out to Holscher. Skips it all the way across court to Schmidt. Schmidt in the right corner. Now dribbles back up top and resets. Just swing it to Holscher on the left wing. Holscher still holding it. Now skips it over to Schmidt again. Schmidt looking inside. Nothing there. And we're going to have a 3-second call on Minster. Camping in the paint too long. They'll turn it over to the Indians.
Riley Will and Gavin Toby will check back in for Kenny Judy and Russell Gale. Gavin Toby will inbound into Ryan Post. 5:21 left here in the second quarter. Indians have a 5-point lead. Ryan Post will hand off to Gavin Toby. Toby will dribble right with it, give it over to Ben. Over to Ryan Post in the corner, and he'll be fouled on the ground by number 22. Niekamp of Minster. Number 14, Tedner will check back in for number 22, Niekamp. Regan Marr will inbound it into Ryan Post. Ryan will give it over to Gavin Toby, and he'll travel with it. So he'll go back to the Wildcats.
Moved his pivot foot out as he was pump faking, so Schmidt brings it up. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Indians still lead 12-7. Schmidt sends it over to Falk on the left wing. Falk will drive himself on Riley Will, and that layup attempt is up and no good.
He'll push up to Regan Martin. Regan will bulldoze his way in, and there'll be an offensive foul. He'll lower his shoulder.
That's horrible.
I don't know.
He lowered his shoulder, but the defender got out of the way.
I have no clue, but
it should have been a travel, because he did travel, but
Ian Holman checks back in for Regan Martin. And stay with a 5-point lead here in the second quarter.
Kenner on the left wing feeds it inside to Schmidt. He will back it out. He gets the Falk up top, now swings all the way to Kenner. Kenner's three is way short, no good. The rebound's going to be off of Brian Ben's legs, so it'll stay with Minster.
Limcole and Webker are checking back in for the Wildcats. For Pranger and number 12, Holscher.
Limcole wandered in underneath his own basket. Finally finds Webker out up top. He hands off to Kettner. Kettner gets the ball screen. Now back over to Webker. Webker at the top will take Brian Ben one-on-one. He goes all the way to the hoop. That's no good. Rebounded by Gavin Toby.
He'll hand it off to Ryan Post up to Ian Holman.
Hit it in.
Ian will fire up a three up. No good. Rebounded by the Wildcats.
Falk will bring it up. He'll drive middle all the way to the lane. Up and no good. Again, rebounded by Gavin Toby.
Push up to Ryan Post. Ryan will then drive baseline and be fouled. And he'll go line shooting two. I mean, Minster's getting to the hole chase, but they can't finish.
They've had great looks inside.
So Ryan Post again. Shooting go to the line shooting two. First one is up and good. Sends the lead to 6 for the Indians here in the second quarter. He'll get a second. Put it up and it is good. Kobe Wendell checking back in for Ryan Post.
Falk enters it in to Schmidt. He'll bring it up for the Wildcats. Schmidt dribbles around the arc. Gets a ball screen, drives right, dishes it off to Kettner. He gets it stolen away by Ian Holman.
Ian will then hit up to Riley Will. Riley will then do Euro
and one. Are you kidding me? Going offensive foul.
One had a block and one had a charge.
I don't know about that. So Mitt brings it up. Indian lead 14-7 with 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. Ball goes over to Falk. He gets a ball screen. And we'll get it inside to Kettner. Kettner on the right block. Then hit, throw it to the short corner Webb. So he'll take it baseline and get fouled. That'll send Ben Webb to the line to shoot two shots.
Jimmy Judy's going to check back in after the first free throw. Webker's first one is up. And good. Judy checking for Ben. And Webker will get a second. Puts up and is good. So Kobe Wendell will get the ball. He'll dribble on up and find Riley Will. Riley will then try to dish out to home, and he does. Gives over to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will then drive, pull about 18-footer up and good. 2-point basket. Kobe Wendell.
Minster shows some full court press. Indians did well with it. Good move there by Kobe. Kettner brings it up. Indians lead by 7. Ball goes to the corner, Lumpkle. Lumpkle gets it to Webker. Webker sticks it to Kettner. Kettner shoots the 30. That's going to be short. Rebounded off the hand to Riley Will. Could not control it. Ball will stay with the Wildcats. Kettner to inbound. He finally gets it into Falk at the elbow. Falk will drive middle, now puts up a shot over his left shoulder. That's no good. Rebounded by Riley Will.
Riley will push. Strong for the Indians, and then he'll pull a shot, be blocked, and he'll go out of bounds and stay with the Indians. Pranger checking back in for the Wildcats. In for Webker. Riley will inbound it for the Indians. He gets into Kane Judy, and it'll be a jump ball. So we'll go back to the Wildcats. William Martin will check back in for the Indians for Riley Will.
Lumpkle to inbound. Indians showing a little light pressure man-to-man. Ball goes over to Schmidt. He'll bring it up on Kobe Wendell. Schmidt will hand off to Lumpkle on the right wing. Now up top to Webker. Swinging around the arc to Falk. Falk back up top to Schmidt. Now back to Falk. Over to Webker on the top. He gets it inside to Pranger. Pranger kicks to Lumpkle. Lumpel's on the right wing. Looking inside. He does get it to Pranger. Pranger back out to Lumpkle. Minster being patient. Webker finds a cutting Schmidt. His left attempt's no good.
King G will give it to Wendell, and Wendell will fire it over to Eno for 3, no good. Rebounded by the Wildcats.
Eno can't get a shot to fall this far. He's got to think about going to the hole a little bit, get that going. Lumpel top skips it to Falk in the corner. He can shoot it, and he will. He drains the 3 from the corner.
Seemed like really, Chase. I mean, last few games, it seems like Eno's really been trying to get to the paint, but his 3 to start falling, but he hasn't decided to do that yet. Gavin Toby,
we got to get out on Falk and Minster. And Ian's wide open.
Set his feet.
Running guy within 10 feet of him. Schmidt brings it up. He drives right on Kobe. He can pick up Kobe with a foul. Reaching in. Brian Benn checks in the game. 1:18 left in the first half. Indians lead 19-12. Schmidt struggling to get it in. He finally does in the backcourt to Lumpkle. and Uncle would bring it up. He'd hand off to Falk on the left wing. Falk would get the elbow inside to Webker. Webker back up to Pranger. Pranger will drive off his foot right in the arms of Regan Martin.
Regan will push for the Indians. He'll pull off a long two up, no good. Rebound by the Wildcats.
I don't like that shot. Falk brings it up for Minster. Gives it over to Webker in the corner. Webker will drive on Gavin Toby. He puts it up off the glass. Nice move there by Webker.
So the Indians will get back, and it'll be tipped out of bounds. And it will stay with the Indians. Regan Martin will inbound it. Indians have a 19-14 lead here in the second quarter. 37 seconds left. Regan will fire it over to Gavin Toby. Toby dribbling around. 30 seconds left here in the first half. He'll give it over to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will then give it back over to Gavin. Gavin will drive the shot to Ian. Ian will set his feet, and
he's killed.
And he'll go line shooting three.
Ian's going to break there. Chance to extend this lead. 14 seconds left in the half.
Ian's first one is up and good. Second one is up and good. Riley Will checking back in for the Indians for Regan Martin. So Ian's going to get his third here in the second. And is up and good. So extend the lead eight for the Indians.
Lumpkle brings it up with 12 seconds. He'll cross half court. Lumpkle with the ball with 9 seconds. Started by Ian Holman. Lumpkle still at the top of the key. 5 seconds left. Lumpkle picks up his dribble. Will shoot the three and drains it. Lumpkle just throws up a prayer and it falls. Cuts the Indians' lead to 5, 22-17 after two quarters. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back to talk about it after this.
Why would you go out of your way and wander around a warehouse store for paint when you could just swing by your local Ace? Ace has the top-rated paint like Valspar, and we can match any color on the planet. We also have something that's harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask the right questions to make sure you get everything you need. Stop by the paint studio at Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery for all of your paint project needs. We'll make sure you leave with quality products and advice you can trust from the people that know you best.
Cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back here at the Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Indians got a 5-point lead here in the JV game. It's halftime. Going over stats for the Indians. Kobe Wendell has 2. Riley Will has 2. Ian Holman has 6. Brian Bennett has 6. Brian Post has 2. And Gavin Toby has 4 for the Wildcats. Falk has 8. Lemko has a 3. Alex Albers has 2. And Ben Webker has 4. Go over a little bit, Chase.
Yeah, Indians got off to a hot start, 10-0 lead early, but Minster has weathered the storm a little bit, finally getting some shots to fall, 22-17. So Indians still lead by 5, but they've been struggling a little bit offensively as Minster's been picking up their defense a little bit full court. They've just been getting in their heads a little bit. Just don't look as smooth as they did early. They had some good drives early, good post moves from Ben, and Ian started to get a shot going a little bit. He made one. But like you said, Indians just got to regain control, and they'll be fine going forward.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, that I'm not sure who hit that 3 at the last second. Lemko. I mean, that's just a Coach O wasn't too mad about it. It was just a throw Hail Mary, and it went in. So
yep, but. What do? You move on. So
yep. So we're
going. There's a reason why this Minster team's 7-0. I mean, they're pretty good, and they showed that they had some pretty decent players at the end of the half. There made some good moves. So be interesting second half.
Yep. And so we're gonna take another break, and we'll be back after this here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans and will look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. 4 generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms. More than a workplace.
As we all start the new year, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group want to remind you that every year things change. Now is the time to make sure you're covered for the things that changed last year and might change this year. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants to help you review your current coverages and make sure you're protected. Join us in the fort, where we can protect you too. We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here.
Are you looking for...
And we're back here at the Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Halftime. Going over a few games. Versus or tomorrow and next week. Upcoming games. Girls will host Liberty Bend here at the fort tomorrow, and boys will travel to Lincoln View next week. Girls are at Jackson Center. Thursday, girls will host Delphus St. John's. Friday, there will be no broadcast for both the JV and varsity at Delphus. Then Saturday, boys are at St. Mary's. Fort Recovery Radio bringing you that one. That is also the make a game from the beginning of the season. About 2.5 minutes left. Remember, coming up after this, we'll give over to Rob Weaver and WPGW for a simulcast here for the varsity game. We're going to take one more quick break before the start of the second half here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader designed with a poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Why would you go out of your way and wander around a warehouse store for paint when you could just swing by your local Ace? Ace has the top-rated paint like Valspar, and we can match any color on the planet. We also have something that's harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask the right questions to make sure you get everything you need. Stop by the paint studio at Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery for all of your paint project needs. We'll make sure you leave with quality products and advice you can trust from the people that know you best.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call America Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call America Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at America Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here to start the second half. Boy. Indians are up 5, 22-17 to start the second half. So, about to start. And leading score for the Indians. Both Ben and Holman have 6, and leading score for Indian is Falk. Or for the Wildcats, is Falk with 8. And it looks like the Indians will get first. And Holman will inbound it to Kobe Wendell. Sure enough, he does. And we'll start the second half. Kobe will walk on up. We'll get a screen by Riley Will. He'll use it. Kobe will give it into the corner to Ian, and he'll find Ben. Good move. And he'll be fouled. He should be shooting, too. So.
I know.
And it'll be 2 shots for Ben. Ben's first time at the line tonight. First one is up and good.
It's a good set there by the Indians coming out at halftime. Ran home and off the double screen, then Ben slipped inside for an open shot. So Mincer brings it up. Schmidt with the ball. Schmidt will hand it off to Lumpkle. Lumpkle has it on the right wing. Guarded by Ian Holman. Lemko gives it to Falk at the top. Now swings it over to Schmidt. Schmidt over to Pranger at the top of the key. Mincer on the flex offense. Over to Lemko. Here comes out the double screen for 3, and he count the bucket. That's his 2nd 3 in a row. He's the one who hit it before halftime, so Indians got to get a hand up on him. Mincer scored 24-20. Indians lead.
I wasn't watching what happened. Probably line violation, I'd have to guess.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even see. It'll be Minster ball somehow. Ball goes into Pranger. He's got a wide open layup, and it's good. 22-24. Indians lead cut down to two.
I mean, right there, Chase. I mean, a five-point bang wrap after half. That kind of kills you.
Throw in that prayer back at the end of half, too.
And, yeah, I mean, this is 8 points in, what, 6 seconds?
I know.
And they're back in the game. They're going down two, so... Coach O's a little fired up. Little face is getting a little red.
Give him a sucker. He loves a sucker. That keeps him calm.
Kobe Wendell will give over to Ian Holman into the corner to Gavin Toby. Up the Ian. Ian wide open. And he'll be up and good. 3-point basket. Ian Holman.
Good sign when his shot starts to fall for the Indians. Lumkel brings it up. Now we'll pick up his dribble and throws up another three, and he made it. Three in a row for Lumkel.
So the Indians will get back. Riley will be giving it over to Gavin Toby. Gavin will go middle with it up and
wow. About to call that a bad shot, but it fell in somehow. Schmidt brings it up for the Wildcats. He drives on Kobe Wendell down the middle of the lane. Dumps it off to Webker. Webker at the left elbow will now kick it back out to Schmidt. Schmidt on the right wing. Back inside to Webker. Webker turns over his left shoulder up and off the glass. Good.
And the Wildcats will stay in there. Man-to-man press. They get over half-court line, given to Kobe. Ben will put a two up and long. No good. Rebound by the Wildcats.
Schmidt brings it the other way. Guarded by Kobe Wendell. Now gets it inside to Webker. Webker back out to Schmidt, and they'll reset. Ball goes over to Falk. Back to the flex offense. Minster's running. Pranger gets the ball. Walks. No call. Goes back out to Webker. Webker at the top of the key. Swings it to Lumkel. Lumkel gives it to Pranger at the same spot. Now back to Lumkel.
29-27 here in the third quarter. 4:16 left.
Minster being really patient with it. Still in that flex offense. Ball goes over to Schmidt. Now inside to Webster.
I swear every team has a flex. Everyone has it.
Lumkel traveled with it on the left wing, so he'll turn it over to the Indians.
Post and Gale will check in for Wendell and Holman. It looks like Coach O wants a timeout, so we'll take one with him here in a Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Indians are up two.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
And we're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Indians up 2, 29-27 here in the third quarter. Remember, coming after this, we'll give over to Rob Weaver and WPGW for the varsity action. Gavin Toby will inbound it into Russell Gale. And Russell will walk on up. Minster kind of showing a little bit of a press. And it'll be a foul on number 24, Limcoe. So, he needs to inbound it, right?
It's first.
Gavin Toby will inbound it into Ryan Post. Ryan Post will dribble on over to Ian Holman into the corner to Gale. Gale back up top to Holman, over to Ben. Over to Gavin Toby around the arc to Ryan Post. Ian Holman will come off the screen. He'll fire up a three up. No good. Rebound by Ben. Ben will put up another strong move and be fouled.
And
no call.
Come on.
Ryan Post will get the board up and no good. Rebound by Post
come
again.
Come on.
And it'll be on the floor. Foul.
Oh, two missed calls in the shot attempts by both Ryan and Brian Ben. Only get the call on the floor.
Holscher will check back in for number 24, Limcoe. Ryan Post will inbound it into Ben. Ben,
it'll work
with a go middle with it, kind of go back baseline, you know, pump a shot and good. Wow. 2-point basket, Brian Ben. There's not really a whole lot a kid can do to stop that.
I know. Thought he got fouled, too. Ball goes over to Schmidt. Left wing gets it inside to Holscher. Holscher picks up his dribble in the paint. Now kicks it out to Falk. Falk shoots a three, and that's off the front rim. No good, but collected by Webker. So it'll stay here. Back up to Schmidt. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Schmidt gets behind the back, almost loses it. Now gets it back to cutting Webker. His layup's up, no good.
Rebound by Ryan Post. He'll push up to Holman. Into the corner to Toby. Toby will dribble around Mill and hook up by 8 footer up and good. Yeah, Toby. 2 point back.
Good sign when those shots are falling for Toby. His floaters fade away. They don't look pretty, but they're falling. Three from the right wing by Falk. Right back at you. 33-30. Indians lead by three. Both teams playing well.
Russell Gale will dribble it up, and he'll pick up his dribble, give it over to Gavin Toby, up to Ryan Post, over to Holman. Holman up for three up, no good, rebound by
Ben just got killed in the head.
And it will go back to the Wildcats. Rudy Martin checking in, and Kenny G will check in for the Indians for Holman and Ben.
I'm telling you, he just got clubbed.
I saw the elbow, so.
Holscher will inbound from Minster. He gets it in to Albers. Albers bringing up himself on Ryan Post. Now gets it over to Webker. Now over to Holscher. Holscher shoots the three this time right in the arms of Falk, but his layup is no good.
Rebound by Ryan Post up to Regan Martin. Regan will then drive baseline and hits up to Gale over to Toby in the corner into Kenny G. Kenny will go baseline with it. Dish out to Regan Martin up for three up and good. 3-point basket. Regan Martin.
Good pass by Kenny to set him up for that shot too. Good job. Ball inside to Webker. He kicks it out to Schmidt. 36-30. Holscher has it on the left wing. He'll get a ball screen. Drives middle. Now kicks it to Falk. Falk will skip it over to Schmidt. Schmidt will shoot the three this time off the front rim. No good.
Rebound by Regan Martin. Minute 18 left here in the third quarter. Indians up six. Gavin Toby will have the ball in the corner. He'll go middle. Dish out to Regan in the other corner. Regan will fire up a three in the opposite corner. Up no good. Rebound by Falk of the Wildcats.
And bring it up the right side of the floor. Falk swings it over to Albers. Albers shoots a three in and out. No good.
Rebound by Kenny G. Kenny will then give it over to Russell Gale.
Pretty sure every guy Minster has will shoot the three.
Yeah. And Russell then drive, dish off to Kenny G. He's fouled, no call.
Rebounded by Albers and Minster.
Law.
There we go. About time.
Kobe and Brian Ben will check back in for the Indians, along with number 22, Niekamp, and number 30, Billing for the Wildcats. 41 seconds left. Indians have a 6-point lead. Ryan Post will then be fouled by number 22, Niekamp. So Regan Martin will inbound again for the Indians. Regan will give in to Ryan Post. Ryan will drive and lose it, and Holscher comes up with it.
And bring it all the way down the left side of the floor. Now pick up his dribble. Now kicks it out to Niekamp. He'll shoot the three. That's good. 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Minster gets it within three.
Kobe Wendell will bring it up. Guard heavily by the Wildcats. He'll give it over to Regan Martin. Regan will get a screen by Ben. He'll use it.
8 seconds.
Dribble around, find Ben at the free throw line. He'll dish out to Kobe Wendell. Kobe has 3 seconds. He'll fire up a desperate three. Up and good. Wow.
Kobe. Splash. That's a big shot. 39-33 after three quarters here at the Portside Fieldhouse. We're going to take a break and be back for some fourth quarter action after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. It's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Calp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Calp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
And we're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, starting the fourth for action here in the JV game. Indians up 6. We'll give it over to Rob Weaver after this for the varsity action. Olscher will give it over to number 2, Schmidt. Schmidt will drive, pump a shot up, and good. 2-1 basket. Schmidt of Minster. So Indians will get back. Ryan Post. Started heavily by Falk. And Schmidt will come over and put a trap. And Ryan Post having trouble, I'm guessing.
Oh, out.
And he'll get it to Gale, to Kobe, over to Regan, wide open for 3. It'll be blocked.
Blocked by Pranger of Minster. 39-35, Indians lead by 4. Schmidt crosses over Gale, no. And they're going to get Schmidt with a carry. I did not see that at all.
I wasn't looking, so.
I don't know where he got a carry out of that, but.
Ryan,
we'll take it.
Ryan Post will inbound it, and it'll be knocked away outbounds by Pranger of Minster. And he can still hold on to a 4-point lead. Ryan Post will try to get into Gale, which he does. Gale will then dribble it up. Hit over to Ryan Post to Ben up and good. 2-point basket. Brian Ben.
Good offense there. Good patience by Ben. Olscher brings it up for the Wildcats. 6 minutes to go in the ballgame. We're going to have a reach-in foul on the Indians. I believe it's on Kobe Wendell. Ball will stay here. Lemko will bring inbound it to Olscher. Olscher at the top of the key will give it to Pranger. We're going to have a off-ball foul on Brian Benn, I believe. I mean, a little too aggressive. So Minster will try again. Under their own basket. Lemko enters it in. He gets it into Falk in the corner. Falk shoots the 3. That's up and good. This kid's smooth.
Yeah.
Every lefty looks smooth, though. I don't get it.
41-38. Kobe will inbound it into Regan Martin. Regan, guard heavily by number 24, Lemko of Minster. He'll give dish off to Ben, and he does. Ben will dish out to Gale over the Ryan Post to Wendell into the corner. Regan will drive mill, up a shot up, and good. 2-point basket. Regan Martin.
Ball goes up to Lemko. Lemko shoots a 3 from left wing. No good. Rebound fought for. It's going to be out of bounds off of Pranger of Minster. It's going to be Indian ball.
Bradley Will checking back in for Ryan Post.
He's got Ryan Post.
So Will enter in for the Indians. And one more sub. Gavin Poe will check in for Russell Gale. Riley Will inbound into Gavin Toby. Back over to Riley Will. Riley will dish up to Regan. Regan will then hit Kobe. Oh, a big kick ball, and it will stay with the Indians. 5:19 left here in the fourth quarter. Indians up 5. Riley will inbound into Ben, and it'll be tipped away.
In the hands of Lemko. Ball goes over to Schmidt. He'll drive all the way down the lane. Now dumps it off to Pranger. Pranger couldn't collect it off his hands. Out of bounds. Indians get a break there.
Riley will inbound it again.
5:10 left on the scoreboard.
Into Regan Martin.
Whoa.
Regan will go all the way up into the corner. We trap, gives over to Kobe Wendell. Kobe brings all the way back out. And we'll set up the offense for the Indians.
He'll give it over to Regan Martin in the corner. He'll be out of bounds. He'll stay with the Indians. Ian Holman checking back in for the Indians and number 14, Kettner, for the Wildcats. Ian does come in for Regan Martin. And we'll get it into Kobe Wendell. Kobe dribbling around the volleyball line. He'll give it over to Riley Will. He'll drive baseline, give it back out to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby looking around. He'll give it to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will then lose it and will be fouled by number 2, Schmidt of Minster.
His second, team's fifth
of the half. Ian Holman will inbound it into Gavin Toby. Toby will cross the timeline. 4:22 left here in the fourth quarter. Toby will give that to Kobe. Kobe back up top to Riley Will. Riley will then drive just off to Toby into Holman in the corner. Finds Ben. Ben will then give it back to Holman up top to Toby over to Wendell. Over to Riley Will. Over to Toby. He'll lose it, and it will go back to the Wildcats.
It's too tough a pass to handle there.
Regan will check back in for Kobe Wendell. And the Minster Wildcats will take a timeout. We'll take one with them here on the 40 Recovery Internet Radio.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Indians do have a 5-point lead here in the fourth quarter. 4 minutes left.
Indians last possession, they were really patient with it, and they ended up turning it over. I think Indians need to stay aggressive. Minster's got too many good shooters to get them back in this game. Falk over on the right wing. He'll give it up top to Webker. Webker over to Holscher. Holscher back up top to Schmidt. Schmidt will hold it with 3:45 left on the scoreboard. Ball goes there to Holscher. Now over to Webker. Minster swings it around the arc. Now Schmidt will drive in the lane. Now kicks out to Holscher. Holscher shoots the three off the iron. No good. We have a foul on Webker underneath going for the rebound. It'll be a Indian ball. We give Ben a touch here inside, try to get an easy layup or kick out to one of the shooters.
Gavin Toby will inbound into Riley Will. He is joined with Regan Martin, Ian Holman, and Brian Ben. Riley Will will turn it on over. So we'll go back to Wildcats.
Can't have that. Holscher will inbound from the side. Indians still lead by 5. Ball gets into Falk. Falk will back it out, and he'll drive on Will. Falk all the way to the rim. We're going to have a foul. Should be on the floor on Riley Will. Will be on the floor, so Minster will inbound into their own basket. 3:22 on the scoreboard. Holscher gets it into Webker in the corner. Now up top to Schmidt. Schmidt finds Holscher off the screen. Now Holscher gets it inside to Webker. Webker will kick it out. Now back into Webker. Webker will turn over his left shoulder, put it up, and he walked with it. I think that's a good call.
And Kobe Wendell is going to check back in for the Indians. For Riley Will. Gavin Toby's only inbound at 3 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Toby will get it into Regan Martin. Back over to Kobe Wendell. Toby fire cross court to Regan, up to Gavin Toby. To Ben in the corner, he'll drive baseline and gives it back to Toby. Toby will dish off to Ben. Ben will then go baseline with it, up and no good.
The defense by the Wildcats. Schmidt the other way. Euro step down the middle. Layup no good, but put back falls by Pranger. Cuts the Indians lead to 43-40. 2.5 to go.
Indians are struggling to get across half court. Kobe Wendell will give it to Regan Martin.
And Minster showing a little three-quarters court, 1-2-2.
Kobe Wendell wide open for three, up no good. Rebound by Holscher.
Falk has the ball. He'll pull up for three. I think it's supposed to be on the line, but it's no good anyway. Rebounded by Ben.
And the coach will want a timeout, so we'll take one with him. We'll be back after this. Indians up three.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms. More than a workplace.
And we're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Indians have a three-point lead here with 2:14 left in the fourth quarter. Remember, coming up after this, we'll give it over to Mr. Rob Weaver and WPGW for a simulcast. Remember, coming up tomorrow, the girls will host Liberty Benton at noon, and the boys are at Lincoln View. Regan Martin will dribble on up. He'll give it over to Gavin Toby. Over to Kobe into the corner to Ian. Ian's wide open up and no good. And
it's just the air. Thank you.
And oh,
what?
He pointed both ways twice, but
are you kidding me?
Minster's coach, after seeing that, he gave a little smile and I'm confused. I don't know. He pointed to each way twice, so.
Oh, well. Schmidt brings it up against Kobe Wendell. Oh, my gosh. Kobe just fell over off a crossover. Ball goes out to Falk. Falk gets a ball screen. Falk will attack. Now kicks out the web through, back out to Lemkel. Lemkel is being patient. Minute 40 to go. Indians lead by three. Schmidt gets a ball screen at the top. Now kicks it to Falk. Falk turns about a three. Now gets a ball screen. Falk drives in the middle of the lane. We're going to have an offensive foul. Good job there by Regan Martin stepping in front. I don't think he really had him lined up, but the effort's what matters, and we got the call, so we'll take it.
Gavin Toby will inbound into Regan Martin. Regan will fire it over to Kobe. Kobe back over to Regan. Over to Gavin Toby. Hands off to Kobe Wendell. Into the corner to Holman, up top to Gavin Toby. Indians up three with a minute 14 left here in the fourth quarter. Regan Martin.
It's going to be strong with the ball.
We'll give it over to Mr. Gavin Toby. Toby over to Ian Holman, and Ian will dribble around. He hands off to Regan Martin, and he'll be fouled by...
Fouled hard.
Webker.
And he'll wanted a intentional.
It'll be 1-1. Riley Will and Russell Gale checking back in for the Indians. Riley Will check in for Ian Holman. Reagan's first one up is no good. So Wildcats will get back. Down three.
Lumpko has the ball in the short corner. Now kicks out to Schmidt. 50 seconds on the scoreboard. Lumpko with the pump fake. He'll drive right. Now picks up his dribble at the block. Kicks out to Webker. Minster will take a timeout here with 44 seconds left. Innings lead by three. We'll take a short break and be back after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Indians up three. And Minster have possession of the ball, 44 seconds left here in the fourth quarter.
Lumpko to inbound from the side. He gets it into Schmidt. Schmidt will be guarded by Kobe Wendell. Schmidt at the top. Sends it over to Falk on the left wing. Falk over to Lumpko. He over to Schmidt. Schmidt gets a ball screen. Now over to Falk. Falk on the left wing with 25 seconds. We're going to have a foul on the floor against Riley Will. Not a bad foul. Indians can be aggressive here. They got fouls to give. And if Minster let it get too far down, they're going to need a three, but we still got 27 seconds left. Indians lead 43-40. Minster will try again from the side. Falk inbound. Falk gets it all the way into Lemko. Lemko on the right wing with 25. Hands off to Schmidt. Back to Lemko with 20 seconds. Lumpko spin middle now. He kicks it back out to Falk. Falk with 15 seconds. Steps back for three at the top. Short, no good. Rebounded by Regan Martin, and he will be fouled with 9.7 seconds left. So great defense by the Indians, forcing that contested long three-point attempt. It was no good. So Regan Martin will go to the line to try to extend this lead to double or two scores. So 43-40.
Regan Martin steps back to line, shooting one.
So Reagan's going to set the line. 1-1 opportunity here. And he's up three. Reagan's 1-1. First one is up and good.
Nine. Nothing but net.
So it sends the lead to four. And it will make it a two-possession game. Reagan Martin will get a second. Up and long. No good. Rebound by Webker.
He pushes up to Falk. Falk crosses half court with 5 seconds. He skips it over to Lumpko. Lumpko shoots it from the left wing. No good. That's going to run out the clock if the Indians get the rebound. They also get a win. 44-40 in a great game here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. We're going to take a short break to be back and talk about it after this.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery. 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. It's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long.
Played by both teams, really. But the Indians controlled the game pretty much the whole time. I don't think they ever gave up the lead, to be honest.
there's a couple stretches there where I thought Minster was going to get hot and try to recapture the lead, but the Indians did well. They stayed calm and hit enough shots to win. They really played well. It was one of the better games I've seen them play, and they're off to a great start to the season.
So that's going to end it from here. We'll be back tomorrow at the girls' JV. We'll send it over to Rob here in a few minutes. We'll be back after this on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.